the Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros wrap up their homestand against the Detroit Tigers. Astros 4-8 on the year, Jeff. A little bit of a slow start, and lately it seems like the big issue has been the hitting with runners in scoring position.
That's right. You know, the reality is everything has to work together to put together a string of wins, and we're off to a slow start, but you see pockets of good starting pitching, you see pockets of good relief pitching, and pockets of good situational hitting. It just hasn't all come together. It's been a tough schedule, not the start we wanted, but I'm confident with the talent we have that we're going to turn it around, and hopefully that starts today.
Well, speaking of talent, a bit of a setback with Lance McCullers, who had a nice rehab start about 6 days ago, but wasn't able to answer the bell, was a little bit more sore than usual. How alarming is it, and where's your concern right now?
At this point, you know, we're still optimistic he's going to be back relatively soon, but the fact is that he's not, and he's taking his time. We're being extremely cautious with him. We know it's going to be a long season once he gets on the mound, and we want to make sure he's 100% and can deliver 5-6 innings his first start here. So we're probably at least a couple weeks away from that. We need him back in the rotation. He's the only guy in our rotation that throws over 90, mm-hmm. and we need that different look. So he'll be part of this, and we just want to make sure that he's 100% healthy when he does.
Got Evan Gattis back, coming back from the sports hernia surgery on Tuesday. He's been DHing, but A.J. Hinch has been working with him to get him back into the catching position, which he didn't play last year, but had played previously professionally. How big is it to get Gattis, and how key will it be to have him have some versatility and be able to go behind the plate?
The most important thing is to get Evan Gattis hitting and contributing to the lineup, and he will do that. He had a nice knock the other night. He's in the lineup today. I think that's the first and most important thing, because his bat is a big part of us being successful. Now, if he's able to catch, it opens up a lot of avenues for the team as the summer goes on. We can have some flexibility in terms of the roster. Having that extra catcher allows us to pinch hit at opportune times. So I think it's going to really open up the number of avenues for AJ during the game and for us in terms of roster management.
You guys re-signed Colby Rasmus, and we know what he did the last month of the season last year, continued through the postseason, and almost became a cult hero here in Houston with some of those exploits. But he's gotten off to a hot start, batting third today. What can you tell us about the mindset of Colby Rasmus right now?
You know, really started in early September. He made a couple adjustments to his swing in early September, had a tremendous month, a great playoffs, and it's continued right into the season. And I remember when I was negotiating with him and his agent, they kept talking about the fact that they think he's a different player starting in that time point. And so if that's the case, we're going to have a lot of production out of him this year. He's just, it's contagious, his enthusiasm, what he does out there, and he's a dangerous bat in this lineup, and certainly someone we're going to need all year long.
And a lot of times people thought that he was a bit aloof early on in his career, and he's really stepped up to be not only a great teammate, but one of the team leaders.
He has, and I think it's taken time. You know, when you're a high school draft pick and you're drafted number one by our organization, you're supposed to change the organization. There's a lot of pressure that goes with that. He joined a very veteran team in St. Louis. He went to Toronto, and I think until he came here, he really felt like this was his home, this is his environment, and he could express himself the way he should, and as a leader and as a contributor to a good team.
Joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. Well, last Sunday we had Kevin Goldstein, pro scouting director, on with us in Milwaukee, and I asked him about Alex Bregman and starting him in a full season league, starting him at Double A, his first year playing a full season of professional baseball. And I mean, so far Bregman's validated that faith in him. Second overall pick last year, 361, 4 home runs, 11 RBI so far for Corpus Christi.
No question. I got to tell you, I was a little bit nervous about starting him at AA because he was in college at this time last year, and that's a huge jump. But so far, he has done a tremendous job, and not just offensively, defensively. He's really doing everything we can ask. And, you know, you think about this guy, number two pick in the draft last year, he's not that far away from being able to contribute here. Now, we don't really have a spot for him right here. We'll have to figure that out. But it's nice to have guys like that are going to be knocking on the door sooner rather than later.
Jeff, you guys aren't really known for signing a lot of minor league free agents because of the depth in the minor league system. But you guys signed one, and I'm interested to know why you signed Danny Wirth. Not only did he open our eyes defensively in spring training, 30 years old now, but seems like a different hitter now, and he's continued it the first couple of weeks in Fresno, too.
He's done a tremendous job. I remember scouting him when he was at Pepperdine. I watched his entire career when we were talking about. After we traded VR, we said, you know, we really could probably use one more major league experienced middle infielder because Fontana hasn't been here yet, Kemp hasn't been here yet, and we need someone that can fit in and fill that role if we need it. And he did a tremendous job this spring, and he's gotten off to a really hot start in Fresno. So if we have an opening, he's certainly a guy that we're going to consider bringing up.
Another guy who's gotten off to a hot start down at Corpus Christi, Joe Musgrove, hasn't allowed a run in his first two starts, has thrown nine innings, and an Astros minor league pitcher of the year last year, and off to try and repeat, I guess, in 2016.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year we were not afraid to bring guys up from AA. We brought up both Vince Velasquez and Lance McCullers, and I think this year, if we have a need in our rotation, which we don't right now, I think Joe Musgrove is going to be near the top of the list. He's a guy that has major league quality stuff. He's having a great season, and he looks like a guy that could be in our rotation for a long time to come.
Jeff, obviously like to get the win today and win the first series of this of the season against the Tigers today, but I can't help but look forward a little bit to this Texas Rangers series. It's going to be a dogfight with these guys all season long. Have you started looking forward to some of these games in Arlington?
Oh, yeah, and AJ has as well, and our whole team is looking at that. You know, we're going to play them a lot this year. Getting off to a strong start against the Rangers, I mean, they're obviously right now ahead of us in the division. They seem to be the team to beat for us, and we're just going to have to go out there and beat them. Last year, we did not have a lot of success against them, but, you know, this is a new year, and we want to, you know, it's not just the pride of Texas, it's about the division, but to get to the division, you got to be the best in Texas.
You got to make a statement early, too, right?
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of rain up there, I think, this week, but we're prepared for it, and our guys are looking forward to going up there and competing.
And you're finally going to see a left-handed starter, which has been kind of weird. 13 games to start the season, no left-handed starters, and that changes things a little bit. I know it makes it a little tougher for certain guys to get playing time.
It does, and, you know, Jake hasn't gotten a lot of time in the lineup. He'll probably get an opportunity up there. We're facing two lefties right out of the gate, and it's weird that we go this long without facing a lefty, but we've got some good right-handed hitters, so it should help our situation.
Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.